Welcome to your daily devotional. May 7th. They shall never perish. John chapter 10 and verse 28. And we're going to read John chapter 10 verses 27 through 29. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. This is one of many crystal clear passages in the Bible dealing with the true doctrine of the eternal security of the believer. Others include John 3:16, Ephesians chapter 1 in verse 13, and 1 Peter chapter 1. Verses 3 through 5. Hebrews chapter 6 verses 4 through 6 does in fact teach that it is just as impossible to lose one salvation with God as it is for Jesus to be re-crucified a second time for our sins. And yet many propagate falsehoods, teaching such things as that one can lose salvation and heavenly inheritance because of lack of understanding or bad doctrine at best, and ill motive at worst. What does our text say? They shall never perish. Who shall never perish? Jesus says, my sheep. Does God give us eternal life, or do we attain to it on our own? Jesus says, I give them eternal life. Our salvation depends on faith. When we come to God through faith in His Son, we receive eternal life. That transaction does not happen apart from God. Can anyone take the Christian out of the Savior's hand? No, says the Lord. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Just in case anyone still has a question, Jesus also affirms that what is the will of the Father is the will of the Son. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. Believer friend, no one, not the devil, not another person, and definitely not yourself, can reverse the promise of God to give you eternal life. The context here is clearly a spiritual one, and the text says that the Christian shall never perish. Are you the one exception? Is God a liar? Heaven forbid. A beautiful application of the doctrine of the eternal security of the believer is that we are free. Free from doubt. Free from fear. Free from any possibility of being barred from God's kingdom forever. The false teacher will respond with verses such as Galatians 5:4, which reads, you have become estranged from Christ. You have attempted to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace. Such verses speak of folks who are estranged from Christ because of unbelief, unbelievers and not believers, or professing believers. Do not be deceived. The devil would like nothing more than for you to walk around this life with doubts and fear about God and His certain promises. In this life, when the Christian sins, he or she loses fellowship with God, but not heaven. So fear not. Jesus promises they shall never perish.